Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of the Mysteries of Indian Culture. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about Lord Shiva. I'm trying to relate it with Aghora, the recent episode which I did. Basically, Aghoris pray to Lord Shiva. That is their main motive behind doing all the stuff that they do, is to attain Lord Shiva. And you know, like, in this podcast now, this is going to be really pretty much about Hinduism, and then lately we'll cover certain more stuff, but for upcoming few episodes this is going to be all about Hindu culture or the Sanatani culture. Alright, so in this episode, this is going to be a very short one. In this episode, I'm just going to answer three questions which will give you a basic understanding of who was Lord Shiva. Who is Lord Shiva? Alright, so the first question is itself the main thing. Who is Lord Shiva? So, most of the people consider Lord Shiva as one of the devs, as all the other ones like Indra Dev, Brahma Dev, and all the others. But in actual, Lord Shiva is called the Mahadev, because Lord Shiva created all the other devs, and Lord Shiva created himself out of a sound of Om. So after coming to life from that sound of Om, Lord Shiva created all the other devatas one by one. Like, at first he created Lord Krishna, and then Lord Vishnu, then Brahmadev, and all the others one by one. So that is how Lord Shiva is called Mahadev, because he was pretty much the first one to be around. Alright, so going for the second question is that, was Shiva ever born? Alright, to answer this question, I guess I already answered it, that Lord Shiva came into existence. Actually, he created himself out of the sound of Om. But on the other hand, Lord Shiva has taken multiple avatars on this planet. For example, Lord Hanuman was the 11th avatar of Lord Shiva. Alright, so now the third question and the last question is, who does Lord Shiva pray to? Like, he is the peak of spirituality, like he's the peak thing to attain according to Sanatani religion. Then who does he pray to? Who is he praying to? So basically, he is praying to the sound of Om, out of which he created himself. And he is also praying to all the other devatas, because he created them, but he has given them certain duties that they will have to do their stuff. And as they have to do their stuff, Lord Shiva himself prays to them that, please help the people on the planet. So this is all for today's podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to follow this podcast right now, because hell, a lot of stuff is coming your way now. All right so we'll see you guys in the next episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, just follow the podcast.